praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning. You are the great God, the eternal one, the Lord, our healer. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory this morning, Lord. Thank you for that powerful, powerful testimony. Hallelujah. And Lord, we know that it is no secret what God has done. What he's done for one, he can do for all. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you love him here this morning? Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, the title of my message this morning is The Lord, My Healer. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Lord gave me that message. I didn't know she was coming here to give that testimony and so forth before I was working on this message and so forth. And I came here this morning and I told the praise team, and I said, you're going to sing this song, The Lord is My Healer. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to start here at Exodus 15 and 26. Now, the testimony of the young lady and so forth, you know, you'll see that that's exactly what God wants to do for all of us. Amen? Is to heal every sickness and heal every disease. I'm going to start here at Exodus 15 and 26. The Lord, my healer. I want you to make it personal this morning. And we're going to find out what the Lord can do. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and if thou wilt do that which is right in his sight. So he put some conditions out there. Amen? Anybody still with me this morning? First, you must diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. And then you must do that which is right in his sight. That means righteousness. Amen? Oh, yes. And if you give ear to all of his commandments and keep all his statutes, hallelujah. Then he said, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. How many of you like the sound of that? Amen. If you like the sound of that, give the Lord a hand clap. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap that he deserves. Hallelujah. It's all right to shout in the house of the Lord. Amen. It is all right to shout. Praise God. The psalmist said, shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. He said, make a loud noise, sir, and rejoice and sing praise, sir, for the Lord is king over all the earth. And in his hand are the deep places of the world and the earth and so forth. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah chapter 53, we are told here in verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Oh yes, the Lord has laid the iniquity of all of us on him. And he took, you know, he bore upon his body our sicknesses and our diseases. You say he did that? Absolutely. In the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, you know, this scripture began to be fulfilled. Jesus began to fulfill this very scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16. Well, it came to pass at some point in time, one particular day when it was even time, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Amen. Can you say amen to that? Amen. That it might be fulfilled, the prophecy that we just read in Isaiah, that it might be fulfilled that was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, that himself took our infirmities and he bore our sicknesses. Hallelujah, somebody. And in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2 and 24, the Spirit of the Lord speaking to Peter, referring to the same thing. Oh, he said, by whose stripes ye were already healed. Can somebody say amen? Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus if you understand that. That's right. Isaiah was looking forward and prophesying that Jesus will heal our sicknesses. And Jesus came in Matthew and began to heal all the sicknesses. That it might be fulfilled what Isaiah said. And now Peter, looking back, he said, you were already healed. Can somebody say amen? Oh, there ought not to be a sick person in this building today. Praise God. But I'm going to show you that Jesus, they don't call him healer for nothing. See, they don't call him healer just because he can heal sicknesses only. No. He can heal your emotions. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
That means when you are brokenhearted, that means your emotions, you heal them. He'll heal your finances. Hallelujah, somebody. He'll heal the chaos that is in your life. Now, some of you, your life is chaotic. You attract chaos. You know, things are upside down, topsy-turvy all the time. But I am the Lord. Hallelujah. That healeth thee. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. Hallelujah. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh my goodness. Do you believe that? If you believe it, say amen. Oh yes, how he anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who also went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. And listen to what Jesus turned around and said. In the book of John, chapter 17 and verse 18, he was praying to the Father. He said, Father, as you have sent me, just like we read in Acts 10, 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He said, even as you have sent me, so have I sent them. Hallelujah, somebody. And again in John chapter 20 and verse 21, he turned around and told the disciples the same very thing. He said, as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. Hallelujah. Can you put up that scripture so everybody can see? John 20 and 21. I want everybody to see it for themselves. As the Father has sent me, praise the name of Jesus. 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 Peace, he said unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Jesus began to demonstrate that, you know, in the days of his ministry. You know, he would call his disciples together and he would send them. You know, he would do some things so that they would see. Then he would send them to do the same things. Amen, somebody.
Yes.
Now let's see again some of the places where Jesus healed them all. And then where he sent his disciples to do the same thing. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 10. And I'm going to read just verses 7 and 8. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 and 8. I mean, Jesus would go into the villages. He would go into different places. And then he would heal them. You know, he said, you know, and he would, when he healed them, then he would send his disciples to do the same thing. Here's where he sent them out. You know, he said, as ye go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Well, that's not all. You know, if you close the Bible right there and walk away, you think that, you know, all he sent them to do was just to preach that the kingdom of heaven was at hand. No. He said in the next verse, heal the sick. And somebody say amen.
Yes.
Cleanse the lepers. That's like people with leukemia or whatever. You know, cleanse them. Raise the dead for crying out loud. Hallelujah, somebody. He didn't say, pray for the sick. He said, heal the sick. Hallelujah, somebody. Even as Jesus was sent by the Father, so he has sent us to do the same thing. Praise God. Oh my goodness. If you get that this morning, that's so powerful. You know, there's nobody that's going to go out of this place with sickness. And even if you're standing for somebody else, doesn't make the Lord any difference. Because every time we have these consecrations, I always seek the Lord and I say, Lord, what would you have me do? And he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I said, well, that's good enough for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you there is a special anointing here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out the devils. He gave commandment. But Jesus stood and spoke. He said, this commandment I have received of my Father. To lay down my life and to take it up again. You know, and he gave us the same commandment, you know, to go out. You know, he said, look, go out and do these things. So we ought to say, when we face sickness and disease, we ought to say, this commandment, and I'm going to say it this morning, this commandment I have received of the Lord. To heal the sick. To cleanse the lepers. To raise the dead. Come on, somebody. Now, if Jesus can raise the dead, you know, after thousands of years, the Bible says, behold, he comes with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now all those thousands of years that they've been dead, one voice from the Lord, he called them out from the grave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he can do that for people who have been dead thousands of years that believed in the Lord, he's going to bring them back again. He can do that. Or if he can do that, he can raise them, he can prevent somebody from dying. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. Oh yes, and we can do the same in his name. Hallelujah. Well, you know, you say, well, you know, can we do the same in the name? Absolutely. And we're going to prove it here this morning. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Do you believe this? Do you believe that Jesus gave power to his disciples to heal the sick, to raise the dead? Are you a disciple? Well, I know I am a disciple. Because he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In the book of Mark and chapter 16, he said, you know, they shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Now, if these signs are not following you, maybe you don't believe exactly right. See, so you check yourself, examine yourself, whether you be in the faith. That's what the Bible says. Because these signs must follow you. You got to cast, don't mess with the devil, cast him out! Hallelujah, somebody. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Psalm 24, we are told. Hallelujah. You know, that makes this whole world God's house. Amen. And if you are a child of God, that makes it your Father's house. So get the devil out of there. Anywhere you find him, cast him out. Because he doesn't belong there. He said, this is the house of my Father. The earth, hallelujah, and all that dwell therein, and everything that is in it, you know, is all belongs to the Lord, and that makes it, you know, my Father's house. So I don't want to see the devil. So when you see him, when you see his activities, cast him out, the Bible says. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now in the book of Luke, chapter 10, here's the way Luke describes just about the same thing that we have read here, you know. And here's another rendition. I want to bring out a point here. You know. He said in verse 18, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So that's the first thing. See. You know, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You know, Satan, when you bring the real power of God, he gets away from that power as fast as lightning. Can you say praise the name of the Lord? That's moving at 186,000 miles per second. That's how fast he gets away from the real power of God. So you don't mess with the devil. You cast him out. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. That's all kinds of demon powers. And over power, over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall thy enemies hurt you. Can somebody say amen in here this morning? Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing. In fact, in the book of Isaiah 54 and 17, it says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Can I get an amen? That's right. No weapon. No imagination of the devil against you will prosper. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you believe this here this morning? Do you believe that God has empowered you, if you are His disciple, to do these things? Praise God. Oh, I know by the grace of God He has empowered me to do these things. Praise God. And I believe. Do you believe this morning? Praise God. Let me read a story to you here in John chapter 5. I'm going to show you that Jesus always wants to know whether you can unleash your faith, whether you can believe, you know, and so on. So there's this story of a man who was crippled. And he's among a lot of people, a great multitude. In verse 3, the Bible says, John chapter 5, verse 3, a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind and halt and withered, you know, they lay by this pool. And they were waiting for something to happen. They're waiting for something to happen. It's called the moving of the water. Oh yeah, there's going to be the moving of the water in here this morning. Praise God. So they're waiting for something to happen. The reason they're waiting is because every season, some time of the year, there's always something that happens to that water. God sent an angel and he stirred up the water. See, he said, look, things are too quiet here. You know, let's agitate the water a little bit. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, God likes to stir things up. That's right. So he stirred up the water, and the first person that gets in the water after the stirring of it by the angel, no matter what sickness, no matter how long, no matter what disease, they were healed. You know, so this man, he kept coming. You know, and every time he come, because, you know, of his condition, because he was paralyzed and so forth like that, he couldn't get fast enough, quickly enough into the water. Somebody always gets in ahead of him. You know, and God fixed it to where it was only one person that was healed, because he wanted to keep coming, wanted to keep believing. You know, so but this man, he never gave up. Can you say amen? Oh yeah, and he's been in that condition for 38 years. We don't know how long, how many of those 38 years that he'd been coming, but he'd been coming and coming. So one day, here comes the master. Hallelujah, somebody. Here comes the healer. You know, and Jesus, verse 6, when he saw him lying there in that condition and knew, see, because he knows all things. Hallelujah. The Lord knows your condition in here this morning. Now remember, I said condition. It's because it is not permanent. Whatever you are facing, whatever it is, it's just a condition. Praise ye the name of the Lord. The Lord knows the condition in here this morning. And now, you know, he knew that this man has been in that condition a long time. So he said to him, and this is the question that I'm going to say to you here this morning. Wilt thou be made whole? See, because the Lord, he's not going to do anything that you don't want. Amen? Praise God. See, there are two questions that I'm going to ask you this morning. That's the first question. The second one I already asked you, but I'm going to ask you again. Do you believe that Jesus can make you whole? Do you believe that Jesus can make you whole? Because Jesus, he likes to ask them those questions. He will say, believest thou this? Do you believe that I am the resurrection and the life? And that I can do this? Amen? So he asked this man, do you believe? And do you want to be made whole? You know, so the man looked at him and said, what kind of question is that? You know, of course I want to be made whole. You know, he said, well, you know, I've been trying to get whole all these years, but I can't do it. You know, somebody gets in the water ahead of me. And the Lord said, you don't have to worry about the water. Not today. Amen? Praise ye the Lord! I am right here! Focus! Praise God. If I can get somebody to focus on the Lord this morning, your life will never be the same. I don't care whether it's your finances that you need to be healed, whether it's your emotions, whether it's your relationship, whether it's marriage, whether it's your family, whether it's your work, whether it's whatever that you need. There may be bitter waters in your life, but we're going to put some salt in there this morning. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. Oh, yes. So Jesus said, focus right here. And he said, rise up. My goodness. You know, there's something that you must do this morning for the Lord to heal you. You must rise up.
Hallelujah.
You must rise up from the bed of affliction.
Hallelujah.
You must rise up from whatever situation is afflicting you. You know, don't stay down for the count. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh yeah, some, you know, many times we're afflicted. Psalm 19, Psalm 34 verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. The young lady, she said, you know, I've never smoked. I never drank, but yet I got this, you know, cancer of the lung or whatever. But the end of the story is this, the Lord delivered him out of them all.
Amen.
Can you say praise the name of the Lord? I don't, it doesn't matter whether it is cancer. It doesn't matter what it is. Do you believe that the name of Jesus is higher than that situation? Praise the name of the Lord. But you must arise this morning. You must rise up from the bed. That's the first thing that Jesus told you. Rise up! See, as long as you lay down for the count, you are defeated. But you must rise up. Praise God. The book of Micah chapter 7 and verse 8, he said, my enemy, which is the devil, you don't rejoice over me.
Amen.
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 Amen. Because when I sit in darkness, the Lord is going to be a light unto me.
Amen.
And when I fall, I shall arise.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody. If you believe that, say amen in here this morning.
Amen.
Well, you can be in the hospital bed or whatever, but you must arise. Praise God. Especially when you hear the word. Oh yeah, of the Master. And I'm here this morning. The Lord sent me here this morning to say to some of you here, you must rise up. Rise up! Because affliction shall not strike against you the second time. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Rise up, he said, and take up thy bed and walk. Now, the man could have said, what do you mean, rise up? You know, I've been like this for 38 years. I cannot rise up. Are you kidding me? You know, but he didn't do any of that. You know, he knew the voice of the Master. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, the children of God, the seed of God, they may be long time in affliction. They may be in any situation or whatever condition and so forth. But one day, that voice, that word is going to strike that seed in their heart. And when it strikes that seed, boy, you tell me there's going to be an explosion. Because they will rise up from that obscurity. They will throw away the chains. Hallelujah, somebody. He said, rise up. Oh, my goodness. Jesus told him. And man, immediately, the Bible says, in verse 9, the man was made whole. And he took up his bed, and he walked. Oh my goodness. And it was a Sabbath day, you know, Sabbath day and so forth like that. You know, to the Jews, and to those Pharisees, you know, and to those hypocrites. You dare not heal somebody on the Sabbath day. You know, they wanted to keep the law more than the passion for the person that had been suffered. And so they didn't care anything about the miracle that Jesus did. All they wanted was to accuse him of doing a miracle on a Sabbath day. Well, I tell you something. Praise God. There are some that don't care about what the Lord is doing in this little flock. All they want to do is say this and that and so forth. But I guarantee you, souls are being brought to the kingdom of God. To the glory of God. And people are being saved. Praise God. And I'm looking for that commendation that says, oh, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. That's what I'm looking for. Are you looking for that?
Amen.
Is somebody looking for that in here this morning?
Amen.
Say amen to that. Praise God. Yes, give the Lord a hand clap. He deserves it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me read this to you in Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 1. Awake and awake, he said again the second time. Put on thy strength. You know, come into the place of strength. Don't stay in the place of weakness. Don't stay down. You must rise up. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Don't wait for somebody to clean the dust off of you. You shake yourself from that dust, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Arise and sit down. Oh, he said, loose thyself from the bands around your neck. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil put a yoke of affliction on you. You lose. You say, the Lord is my healer. Can I hear that from somebody in here this morning? The Lord is my healer. That's right. And he'll heal any situation and any condition in your life that needs healing. It may be sickness. It may be other things that we've already listed here this morning. He'll heal them all. Because the Bible says he healed them all. Praise God. And not only did Jesus have that power in himself, he said, the Father has given me the life in me. And I have the power to give that same life to whosoever I will. And he gave that power. He said, that they may have life and in abundance. The enemy, he comes to steal. That's in John chapter 10 and verse 10. He comes to steal, that's the devil, to kill and to destroy you. But Jesus said, I am come that they, that's the sons of God, the children, the elect of God, might have life and have it more abundantly. And Jesus had this power, and he committed that power to us and said, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Hallelujah. Oh, the thing that separates the Lord from us, though, is the perfect obedience and the perfect submission. Because he was perfectly submitted to the Father. The Bible said, Jesus himself said it, said the Son can do nothing except that which the Father shows him first. Praise God. So as we begin to walk in that obedience, every situation and every disease and every sickness in the name of the Lord Jesus begin to fall at our feet. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Praise ye in the name of the Lord. But you must arise this morning. Praise God. You must take a hold of God. You can't say, you know, if the Lord heals me, fine. And if he doesn't heal me, fine. No, that's not going to work. You have to say, healing is the bread of the children. The Syrophoenician woman, she came to Jesus. She said, Lord, oh, thou son of David, of course, you know. We know that she was God. You know, the Lord Jesus wasn't exactly son of David to her. See, because she was a Gentile. So she didn't have the right to call him son of David. You know, so the Lord pretended, you know, but he was going to bring out a point. And she said, oh, thou son of David. See, but I don't care what you call him. As long as you can say, have mercy upon me. Praise God. I guarantee you in here this morning, have mercy upon me, O Lord, is a prayer that the Lord never refuses. Amen. Doesn't matter what the situation is. So this woman, she said, but the Lord wanted to bring out a point. So he said to her, well, you know, he said, heal my daughter that is grieved. See, so it's not always just for yourself. You can be praying for somebody else. Amen? She wanted mercy for herself, but it was for her daughter that she was asking for. So you could be standing for somebody in here. You may not be sick, but you may be standing for somebody else. Doesn't matter to the Lord. He'll do it all. So he said to this woman, look, healing is the bread of the children. You know, I cannot take children's bread and give it to dogs. Are you kidding me? Did he just call her a dog? Amen? Praise God. Yeah, the Lord, he has a sense of humor too, but he knows what the point he's bringing out. Because he already saw that woman's faith. And the things that are written in the Bible says are written for our example. This story in the Bible is written for you today. You know, so that you will not take no for an answer. This woman would not take no for an answer. You know, and she latched on to what the Lord said. He said, bread of the children to the dogs. Well, that's okay. But even the dogs. Hallelujah, somebody. She wasn't intimidated by being called a dog. She said, dog? Said, that's fine. I may be a dog, but the crumbs belong to me. Hallelujah, somebody. I may not be able to sit at the table, but I can sit under the table. And if I can just get the crumbs, my daughter will be made whole. Woo! Hallelujah. My goodness. And Jesus said, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Great is that faith, O woman. Praise God. You know, the Lord is never impressed with this weak kind of faith that doesn't do any good. But he loves powerful faith. In fact, he used to rebuke the disciples. He said, "Oh, ye of little faith, how long will I be with you that you don't believe anything?" You know. But anytime he sees great faith, like commanding faith, like the man that said, "Speak the word only. You don't need to come to my house. You just speak the word, and my servant will be made whole." Praise God. And Jesus said, "My goodness, I've not seen so great faith, not even in Israel." But the man said, "Oh, I know where you're coming from, because you know I myself am a man of authority. I'm in the military, see. You know, I'm a commander of hundreds, I'm a centurion. See, and when I give command, see, in the military, obey is number one. When I give command, they must obey. They cannot argue, you know." So he said, "Wow." So he used his own circumstances and his own situation to understand spiritual things. Can somebody say amen? Oh, David, he did that all the time. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Because David was a shepherd boy. And he saw himself, he saw all the things that he used to do for those sheep. And he said, "My goodness, if I can do this for the sheep, how much more the Lord can do for me?" And he said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Now, that's green pastures, people. He's not going to take you to those parched and those dry places where there is no pasture. What kind of a shepherd would he be? Amen. The shepherd leads his sheep to the places where the pastures are green. And even David, as a little boy, you know, he wouldn't back down from the lion. He wouldn't back down from the deer. Hallelujah, somebody. He put his life in the line to protect his sheep. Well, how much more do you think the Lord will do for you? He already went to the cross. You know, Bible says he took the handwriting of ordinances that was against you. All of the accusations and so forth that the devil had against you, he nailed it to the cross. He made an open show of principalities and powers. He spoiled them. Hallelujah. You might say he whooped the devil's behind. You might put it that way. Oh yeah, he did too. He whooped him all over the place. Hallelujah, somebody. The only power the enemy has now is in your unbelief, saith the Lord. That's right. You give him power through your unbelief. And unbelief is a great sin. The Bible says they wearied the Lord. They provoked him, you know, and so forth. A great sin of unbelief, he told them. All the time. But if you can only believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Can you say amen? If you can say this morning, "The Lord is my healer." Because anything that you can believe and you can say of him, it will be to you. If you say, "The Lord is my shepherd," then he will be your shepherd. If you say, "The Lord is my provider," oh my goodness, Jehovah Jireh, he will provide for your needs. Praise the name of the Lord. And if you say, "The Lord is my banner," Jehovah Nissi, oh, his love over you, his banner over you is going to be his love, and he's going to watch over you, and he's going to make sure, hallelujah, that the lines are falling to you in pleasant places. Praise the name of the Lord. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are his everlasting arms. Let's stand to our feet in here this morning. Stand to your feet in here this morning. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus here this morning. Praise God. Now, do you believe? Do you believe that the Lord is the healer? And he's able to do this. Hallelujah. Now, it may be sickness. It may be disease. You know, that you want the Lord to heal. See, but the Lord, he doesn't just heal. He makes you every whit whole. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh yeah. He doesn't just heal. You know, when he came across 10 lepers, and he said to them, "Well, you know, go and show yourself to the priest," and so forth. And as they went, they were healed, you know. And then he said, "Oh my goodness." And they saw their skin just came back like that. Ooh, and it began to look good. See, but only one, just like this young lady came this morning, only one of them came back to give praise to the Lord. The rest of them, they just went on their merry way. They didn't come back to give glory to God. But he was the one that came back. See? He was the one that was made every whit whole. Because Jesus, when he came back, he said, where are the others? Well, I said, they have not found anybody except this stranger that come to forgive her. He said, go. You know, thy sins are forgiven. Not only that, but you are made every whit whole. Praise ye the name of the Lord. 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 Now, the young lady that gave testimony, I want you to come out here. Because not only has the Lord made you every whit whole, not only has he healed you, he makes you every whit whole because of your testimony here this morning. Praise God. And those of you that were not here when she gave you testimony, the Lord healed her of cancer. Praise God. Well, we've seen that many times. We know the Lord can do that. And in fact, if you've never seen it, that's just because you've never seen it. That doesn't mean the Lord can't do it. Praise God. There is nothing impossible with God. Hallelujah. Now, if there's anybody else in here this morning, do you want the Lord to heal you? I don't care what it is. You know, it could be some, you know, thing or whatever, you know, that's been plaguing you for years. It could be sickness for yourself. It could be somebody else. And it could be, it may not even be a disease of, you know, of the body. It could be something of the mind. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he said in Isaiah 61. He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. You know, maybe your situation is you are brokenhearted because of whatever. You know, you are depressed. That's brokenheartedness. You know, the Lord is going to heal that this morning. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm going to give you a chance because we are under this anointing right here. That's why we change the order of the service. I'm going to give you a chance. I want you to come forward and we're going to believe the Lord together. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Anything that you want. Anything that you want the Lord to do for you. We're going to believe the Lord. And they found, you know, in the days of Elisha, they found, you know, bitter waters in the rivers and so forth. They came and they told him, said, the waters are bitter. There's death all over it. He said, bring me some salt. We're going to take care of that. And he took care of it by the name of the Lord. Praise God. You may have bitter waters in your life. You may have had bitter waters. Let me rephrase that. You may have had bitter waters in your life up to now. But God is fixing to change that this morning. Hallelujah, somebody. Let me also tell you this, because some of you are wondering, say, you know, who has despised the day of small things? These be the eyes of the Lord, saith the Lord. Don't despise the day of small things, because you might miss the day of your visitation. And we say, well, you know, I don't know what they're doing over there and so forth. You know, well, that's your loss. See, but those of you who come out this morning to believe, I want to assure you that God will answer your prayer. Because you've taken the step of faith. And I'm going to say something to you first before we declare your deliverance. I'm going to say to you, like Jesus said to that man of the palsy that he dropped down from the ceiling. He said to him, son, thy sins are forgiven thee. Because to Jesus, that was more important than, you know, everything else. You know. But of course, he wanted to also bring out a point. You know, and they looked at him and said, that's blasphemy. Nobody but God can forgive sin. Amen. If they only knew who was standing right there. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Behold, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And his name shall be wonderful. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Well, he dropped down in the form of a little boy, but he's still the Lord. And Jesus said, except you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Now, so the first thing I'm going to say to you this morning is, thy sins are forgiven thee in the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's right. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So lift up your hands and let's pray about that. Hallelujah. He said, when any man is sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save his sin. And if he has committed any sin, he shall be forgiven. And the Lord said, whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. Now I want everybody this morning, I want you to say, Lord, have mercy upon me. I want you to say, Lord, forgive my unrighteousness. Forgive my sins. Everything that I have done to grieve your Holy Spirit, forgive me, Lord. Lord, I come clinging to the cross this morning. And I ask for your mercy. Have mercy upon me, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, even as you have prayed and believed, be it unto you according to your faith. Thy sins be forgiven thee in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah! Now, if your sins are forgiven, it is a little thing for the Lord to heal your sickness. It is a little thing for Him to change your situation. Praise God. Now, I'm going to separate the people this morning. If you want physical healing, I want you on this side. If you want deliverance from something else, your situation or problem or whatever, is over on this side. Now, you may be standing for somebody else. I want to make a divide. Now, you want a financial miracle. You want a turnaround. You want a breakthrough in your life. I want you on my light over here. You are asking for healing. You are asking for something, you know, like that, you know, disease or whatever for yourself or somebody else. I want you on this side. Praise God. And the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 10 and 27, He said, in that day shall his yoke be broken from you because of the anointing. Praise God. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke. How many of you know the anointing breaks the yoke? Hallelujah. God told Moses, anoint everything in the sanctuary, all the vessels, anoint everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke. Hallelujah. And I'm going to use the anointing oil in here this morning. Praise God. And it's sickness, it's situations, it's some things in your life that you want God to change. It's things that have been chronic, things that are not going the way they should be. I mean, in fact, it's an addiction that you cannot overcome. The power of God is here to set you free. And I'm standing upon the word of the Lord this morning. Because Jesus said, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And I'm standing in that commission that he sent this morning. And he said, heal the sick. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, those of you that are standing over here for sickness, now hear the word of the Lord. The Lord is the one that heals your diseases and your sickness, whether it is for yourself or for somebody else. Some of you may be standing for somebody else. Doesn't matter. The woman, she was standing for somebody else. The man that was a centurion was standing for somebody else. They, you know, it doesn't matter who, whether you're standing for yourself or somebody else. The Lord is the one that healed all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to ask each one of you one by one, come here and stretch your hand. I'm going to put this oil upon your hand. And you rub it together on your hand. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, in case you're new or you're wondering, there is nothing in this oil. It's just olive oil. We just, you know, bought it from the store. There's nothing in it at all, you know. But, you know, this is one of the things the early apostles, they did. You know, the Bible said they anointed with oil many that were sick and they healed them.
Yes,
and so this anointing oil, this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, one time Jesus said, you know, he said, he said, all you need to do is just, you know, I mean, because Peter said initially, don't wash my feet, Lord. You know, and he, you know, when he found out what it was all about, he said, oh, wash all my body. Jesus said, it doesn't matter. If I wash your feet, it's done. That's all you need. Praise God. So if I touch your hand this morning, that's all you need. You say, oh, pour the oil on my head. I don't have to pour it on your head. You know, the Lord is here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise. And the altar is open here this morning. If you, once you receive the oil, if you want to stay and pray, you believe God, you pray. The power of God is here this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning, brother. Praise God. Next person, you know, let's believe the Lord together this morning. God bless you this morning, sister. Praise the name of the Lord. Come on, brother. Let's believe the Lord together. God bless you this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Come on. Next person that's in here for healing, believe the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, if the Lord moves me, I may stop and pray for somebody, you know, as he moves me. And just believe God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can somebody say hallelujah in here this morning?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, those of them that are over there, they are praying for healing or deliverance from sickness or disease, either for themselves or for somebody else. Now, those of you over here, you are praying for a breakthrough in other areas. And I'm going to pray. See, the enemy, he has exacted upon you long enough. The Bible says the enemy shall no longer exact upon you.
Amen.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen?
He said to Pharaoh, he said, let my people go. Hallelujah. So this morning, praise God. Now, some of you, you know, you say, well, I've been prayed for before. Well, see, you know, I guarantee you, the Lord, he sets a time. There is a time for everything. You know, there is a time. Doesn't matter how long you've been prayed for before and so forth. Like, today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
And Jesus, he spoke through Moses to them. He said, tell them, the Egyptians that are plaguing you today, you just stand still in the name of the Lord and see my salvation. They will not be here tomorrow. So I'm going to put it to you today like this. Here today, gone tomorrow. Can somebody say amen? That's right. And all of these things that have plagued you. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to bind those works of the enemy that's making you not to have the breakthrough in your life that you're looking for. I come against the power of Satan. The strongholds in your life that is making you not to have the progress that you need. I bind those forces in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let my people go.
Amen.
Let my people go.
Amen.
Let my people go.
Amen.
Now I'm going to anoint every one of you with oil. Now when I put this oil, those of you who are on this side, when I put this oil in your hand, you put it on your forehead. And you say, the Lord is my healer. And he has healed me of all of these situations. You quote the circumstance, quote the situation, quote the problem, quote it to the Lord. The Lord is able.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
If you tell and you believe him this morning, and you tell it to him that he's able to do it, he will do it for you.
Amen.
So I want you to come forward and let me put this oil on your hands. And you put it on your forehead and you believe the Lord. And he's going to do great things for you. Bless the Lord, sister. God bless you. Praise God. Come on, next person. Let's do this quickly. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now you put that oil. Oh yes. Put it on your head. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Lord, he anointed my head with oil. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you, sister. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done for her. Hallelujah. The Lord makes you every week whole.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Let me put that oil in your hand. Hallelujah. Put it upon yourself and put it upon your son as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on up, brother. Let's believe the Lord together. Praise God. That oil is in your hand. Praise God. Put it upon yourself. Put it upon your children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. And behold, saith the Lord, I make all things new. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you, sister. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Put that oil on your head. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me pray for you for just a minute. Lord Jesus, set him free. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in here this morning. Praise the Lord in here this morning. Come on, people. Praise the Lord with me here this morning. Praise the Lord in here this morning. Praise the Lord with me here this morning. Everybody, come up here. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on up, sister. Let the Lord answer you this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Believe the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all the church said?
Amen.
The church said this morning?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want the praise team to come up one more time and let's sing that song and we affirm our faith. I am the Lord that healed thee. But this time I want you to say, you are the Lord that has healed me. Amen. Praise God. Let's sing it a few more times and then we affirm our faith. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has healed you of every sickness and every disease and every situation and every condition that you believe for this morning. The Lord has healed you. So sing this song as we praise the name of the Lord together. And everybody say, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!